This has to go to a national level. It is a national policy, and I think we're just inundated with people contacting us on a daily basis, weekly basis, regarding planning in Down 56. It's a huge issue here, especially in the West and the Gaeltacht regions here, and many people, you know, that are emigrated and wanting to return home, they're finding it difficult to get planning on the N56. So I feel that this should be brought forward now, because we have discussed in council and at municipal districts for the last number of years, and nothing seems to be progressing at all. So I think it's very important that our TDs, all parties, get together and stand as one voice regarding this policy to be changed on the N56 to deliver for the people in the area, to develop housings and even businesses on the N56. When you leave Glenties now, Killybegs, right round to the mountaintop, there's very few petrol stations or shops or anything that can be developed without this policy in place, without getting planning permission to develop businesses, not alone even building houses. But it's a huge issue, and I feel strongly about it, and all the councillors at municipal districts are in the same voice that this policy has to be changed.
Do you believe it's one of the issues again that the government isn't looking at Donegal specifically, and as you mentioned, it is a national planning?
Well, not alone planning. It seems to be in everything that comes from Dublin. It doesn't fit Donegal regarding the policy, such as the N56. There's plenty of other examples I can give you as well when it comes to policies. Like the councillors have funding for streetlights and footpaths, and can only spend the money inside the speed limits. This is rural Ireland. Like, people out there need streetlights at dangerous crossings and stuff like that. So it's about time that whoever's making these policies out, that the people in the area or the people at Donegal, this is discussed with them, that the policies that they're introducing in Donegal do not meet the needs of the people in Donegal.